for this Trinity Sunday, the first Sunday after Pentecost. In the Old Testament, God certainly revealed himself in a little bit different fashion than maybe what we're familiar with in the New Testament. He didn't always give them all the information maybe that they wanted, but there were hints every once in a while that the Lord was not only the one true God, but that there were other persons to God as well. We see that already in the Old Testament lesson for this morning. It's Numbers chapter 6, starting at verse 22. Notice the three times repetition of that very special name that means Savior God. We're told there, the Lord told Moses to speak to Aaron and to his sons and to tell them to bless the Israelites with these words: the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace. In this way they will put my name on the Israelites, and I will bless them. Our first lesson. Second lesson comes from St. Paul's New Testament letter to the Romans, chapter 5. We hear about why God did what he did through his Son, Jesus, as revealed to us through the Holy Spirit, that we may believe. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we also have obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice confidently on the basis of our hope for the glory of God. Not only this, but we also rejoice confidently in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces patient endurance. And patient endurance produces tested character, and tested character produces hope. And hope will not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, who was given to us. The second lesson. Third lesson is the gospel for today. John chapter 16, starting at verse 12, Jesus again speaking to his disciples, and assures them that not only will he, but also his heavenly Father, will send the Holy Spirit, who will remind them of everything that they need to know and to share with others. Jesus says, I still have many things to tell you, but you cannot bear them now. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own, but whatever he hears, he will speak. He will also declare to you what is to come. He will glorify me, because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything the Father has is mine. This is why I said that he takes from what is mine and will declare it to you. These are God's words.
Thanks be to God.
We'll continue then with the sermon hymn 483. 483.